You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your hosts are me, Will, Wally, and a special guest tonight we have, Ray. How's it going?
Special guest, though.
It's all love, man.
He's speaking on it. You know what I'm saying?
It's all love, man.
But I'm in the building, absolutely.
It's all love, man. We'll see how we usually do things, though.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Here are our topics. We'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network to talk about whether the Redskins should re-sign Bashaud Breeland. At the 10-minute mark, we'll talk about the Redskins' perceived targets for the NFL Combine. Finally, at the 20-minute mark, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's good, Lex?
Oh, man. I'm doing all right. What's going on with you guys?
Man, we good, man. We just, you know, here's just shooting the breeze, laughing, acting dumb. That's normal.
what's the joke?
We just talking about, like, you know, Ray's talking about my Hulk Hogan infatuation back in the day. Saying I like taking my vitamins. I don't remember anymore. That's how real people do real things. I don't remember that stuff no more.
All right, let me talk to Lex for a second. What's going on, Lex? You remember Hulk Hogan back in the day, right?
Absolutely. I just finished, I think a couple of days ago, I watched the young Rocky marathon, and Hulk Hogan was in Rocky 3.
That's the role that Conor McGregor took on when he fought Mayweather. But what's the name of the role in the movie? His real name? I forgot the name of it.
It was Tender Lips.
Yeah, it was Tender something. You're right. That's what it was. Tender Lips or something like that.
Well, Lex, just to give you some background, Wally, when the Undertaker was playfully killed by the Undertaker.
Hulk Hogan was playfully killed by the Undertaker. Earthquake, actually. Now you messed it up. Now you messed the whole story up. If you're going to fire me right.
He was playfully killed by somebody. Earthquake or Undertaker.
It was Earthquake. And, he sat on his chest.
Wally wrote a letter to him, man, you know, worried about his health.
When I was younger, you know what I'm saying?
We just kind of clown him on it sometimes. That's what the joke is. That's all.
You know what I'm saying? That's all, dog. That's a lot. Not all. That's a lot. All right.
But, you know, this is Austin's everything.
Did y'all tell him it wasn't real? Did you tell him that stuff wasn't real?
At that time, I thought it was real, man. You know what I mean? The Hulk Hogan was cool. Like, he got, like, a dude that can get their butt whipped, and all of a sudden, you know, they kind of get hulked up and get strong. You'd be like, yeah, I'm about that life. You know what I mean?
Earthquake hurt him that bad. I know he made him.
Dude hurt him, man. He was bleeding through the chest, cuz. He's bleeding through the mouth. Ribs are broken, man.
Let me ask you this. Who's the coolest wrestler? Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, Sting, or the Ultimate Warrior when he was alive?
Wow. Which Hulk Hogan are we talking about? The Hulk Hogan of like the Hollywood Hogan? Because he was cool as hell. Are we talking about back in the day when we were kids watching it? If that's the case, it's probably.
Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, yellow red letters.
All right, so I favor Hulk Hogan back then, but as an adult, and when you realize all of Ric Flair's jokes and stuff and all this, like his sayings, he was obviously way more cool than Hulk Hogan. When you were a kid, you ain't paying that Hollywood and paying attention to that the whole robe thing and how many girls he was sleeping with. You ain't really paying no mind when you were younger. You just thought, you know, Hulk Hogan knows everybody. But now, you know, as an adult, you're like, dang, Ric Flair was like going.
I think the Ultimate Warrior is probably the greatest wrestler of all time.
That's a lie.
I didn't say the greatest. I said the coolest.
The coolest.
My bad. I thought you said the greatest. Coolest. It's definitely not Hulk Hogan. Probably Ric Flair.
You know what's cool? Rash McGrew was cool. That was a cool dude.
He died too.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say Ric Flair.
Of course.
He's the only one that's in Amigos music video.
Yeah, no, ain't that the truth? He is. I saw that.
Ain't that crazy?
I saw that clip. Migos. I only listen to Migos though.
Anyway,
see what you started, Ray.
I'm sorry, I was filling in on a joke.
Obviously,
we can get started with
Bashar Breland.
There you go.
And he don't even know Ric Flair. I don't think
Bashar Breland has been talking out recently. Ric Flair esque talking out on media. To be the man, woo, you got to beat the man.
And he couldn't even take Josh Norman's spot. But what are your thoughts about Breland? A lot of people are either left or right with Breland.
Well, I think Breland is a legitimate corner, you know, opposite Norman. The question is Breland worth the money that he wants? And I think that's a no, he's not. If we can get him at a discount, I think he's perfect. But if he's trying to get, you know, life-changing money, then he's not. Worthy of that. I mean, there are much better players out there than him, but I mean, if there are any options, you kind of have to keep Breland around, keep him in the mix, try to figure out how to make him happy.
Do you think the loss of Kendall Fillard makes it a must to have Breland?
Well, I think it makes it a must that we have to, you know, find somebody to play opposite Keenan. Because, like you said, we lost Fuller in that trade, you know, for the quarterback, Alex Smith. And now it puts us in a situation, kind of a pickle, because you got, you know, a veteran like Damien, who's a little bit older. You need some youth at it. You need that speed. So having somebody like that or having someone like Breland, you know, is good. It would be great to have him in the mix. But, you know, we have to have him in a you know, a discounted type situation. He can't ask for some astronomical amount because we have too many needs, you know, on this team to take care of.
Lex, I'm gonna talk about this in our next segment, but just to give you a quick teaser, one of the players that I've read the Redskins are eyeing is Fitzpatrick, the corner out of Alabama. Well, I think he can play corner. That's okay. What I'm about to say.
Okay.
If you can theoretically put him at corner, does that decrease your need for Bashar Breland?
Well, I still think you need a corner. You know, you got to have a nickel corner. You got to have a third. Most teams, you know, are using three wideouts. So you're still going to need a quarterback. Whether you decide to keep him and go with the younger guy, but you still may have to go after a free agent that's available. So maybe Breland isn't the answer because he's going to price himself out of the conversation. But you're going to have to find a veteran quarterback to kind of fill, you know, that spot because you do need, you know, three and four quarterbacks, you know, to kind of compete with these teams, especially in your division. I mean, the Eagles, I mean, they got so many weapons and wide out. And then the Giants, you know, they're coming back with their tandem of Shepard. And Mr. ODB. So, yeah, you're going to have some quality cornerbacks if you're going to keep up in the NFCs.
You're listening to All Skins, Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Right now we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network joining with us. So you mentioned Breland's market. What do you think his market is?
Well, I think, you know, I think what happens is, you know, you have your agents, they're going to try to get you a max amount. But I think he deserves a little raise. I don't think he deserves just something astronomical. He's not a top, you know, top-tier cornerback. But I think his agent is going to try to push these teams to try to get him a max-type deal. But, you know, again, man, we've got to figure out a way to, you know, try to keep him in the fold in an affordable rate. But again, you guys said the draft is there. You know, you want him to be with the Redskins, but it's probably not going to happen.
So, in your opinion, because I mentioned before, like, the Redskin fans are like left and right with Breland. You have some who like him, some who don't. But to me, a lot of fans hate on Breland. Why do folks dislike Breland so much?
Well, I don't know, man. It's just crazy how, you know, you can kind of be the darling of the team. You know, you're kind of like the steal at one point because you could really play, and then you get a guy like Newman, and then you kind of get all of the attention now because he's the number one. And now all of your, your flaws are kind of, you know, on display. And in his case, it just kind of looked like he was, you know, the weak link a lot of times. But, you know, I think he's just gotten a bad rap. I think Reeland, you know, has kind of dealt with some injuries and even some personal matters going on the outside. That's probably taken his focus, but I think he's good for the cornerback. I think Washington should try to keep him around. And, you know, anytime you have a secondary, you have veterans, it's always a good deal.
No, I agree. You got the Cleveland Browns who I see are interested in signing Breshad Breeland, so he can't be a bad corner. It's funny because when we talk about perception, if you look at last season, arguably you could say Breeland, subtracting Kendall Fuller from the masses, he's now a Kansas City Chief. Breeland probably had a better season if you want to look at it, you know, statistics and how, you know, and just watching on the field, may arguably had a better season than Norman last year. But people are very down on Breeland for some strange reason.
Yeah, Norman does a really good job of disguising his, you know, his shortcomings. You know, because he's very talkative. He's always in the media. You know, he's colorful. You know, so you kind of give him the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. You know, he's, you know, a high priced cornerback out of Carolina, so you kind of give him the pass. But Norman does get beat a lot. I've watched him.
Mm-hmm.
So much, you know, he's a little slow at times.
Yeah,
you know, him and the safeties have been, you know, kind of off beat a little bit. But in Breland's case, it's just a sad situation. He's always going to get picked on when Josh Norman is on the other side because Josh Norman is a physical quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so most cases, quarterbacks are going to go to the opposite side because Norman is going to take the gambles and be real physical with the number ones or whoever he's going against. So they're more likely to go and challenge Breeland before they try Norman.
Well, Lex, thanks for joining us. Before we let you go, how can folks check out your content? And also, tell us about the CIAA, man. I know you were down there.
Well, CIAA was great. Virginia Union on the both sides. Men and women won the tournament. Bowie State, they tried to make a run on the men's side. They got knocked off by Johnson C. Smith, who ended up losing to Union. And, you know, on the women's side, the Lady Bulldogs, their team to watch in the future. But Virginia Union women, they're just dominant. They've won the last couple of years, and they just have a really good squad right now. If you've ever been, they kind of miss it out because it's like one of the, if not the premier African-American athletic event, I think, in the nation. You got the Bayou Classic, and you got CIAA tournament, Ashley Festival, and that's pretty much it. And, I mean, all week you're kind of, you know, around entertainment. I had a chance to hang out with R&B legend Tank, you know, with my artist, Trash Falsetto, so we kind of hung with him and his team, and, you know, just kind of, you know, gave Trez an opportunity to taste what, you know, that R&B lifestyle is going to be like. So, you know, it was cool, man. Met Hall of Famer Earl DePaul Monroe, who was a legend, played at Winston-Salem State, NBA great. I mean, that's the beauty of it. You meet veterans, legends, and you meet all kinds of people, right? Charlie Neal, one of my mentors in this sports game. You may remember him from BET. He, you know, a legend, Hall of Famer. So you meet different people. You bump into Mr. CIAA if you never did. He's a colorful older guy who changes suits of the universities that have been in the CIAA, constantly switching up clothes. It's amazing. And just a college homecoming, man, in the wintertime.
you know. So a great experience, you know, fast kids. Families coming from everywhere. They got shows. They got comedy shows, fashion shows. Fabulous was there on the fashion show. I mean, Comedy Cat Williams was in town. I mean, just about anybody and everybody you can kind of imagine was in town. And Juju was in town. I didn't get a chance to meet her. She was roaming the city, and I'm still disappointed. I didn't get to see Juju from Love & Hip Hop.
Well, Lex, man, appreciate you for being on, man. We're going to have you on next week as usual. You know how we do it.
Every week, baby.
Hey, man, I heard somebody made a debut on a basketball show also, too.
Yeah, so we have to talk about that next week, man.
Yeah, congrats on that. That's cool.
Thank you, man.
All right, man. Thanks again, Lex, man. Appreciate you.
All right, guys.
All right,
buddy.
Again, that was my man. I was all man, Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network, man. Much appreciated. Awesome, man. Awesome dude. Knows so much about the world of sports and the Washington Redskins. He basically covers the Washington Redskins. More Redskins talk. We'll talk about what happened after the combine in terms of results. Some of the prospects the Redskins are looking at. You listen to Urban Sports saying, for ages, you dig? Deuces. Listening to the Urban Sports Team, myself, Wally, Will T, Ray. Shaq, you can't hear you? Can you hear yourself now?
No.
I can hear you. Dude, I can hear you.
As long as you can hear me.
I can hear you, bro. You're like
loud,
too.
As long as people can hear me.
Yes, and you're loud, too.
The fans. As long as the fans can hear me.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search the Urban Sports Team.
Top 100.
Rate us. Leave us a comment. Shut up, dude. Anyway, the NFL Combine went down. Over the weekend, right? I hate y'all, man. A lot of the Redskins' potential targets took part in the combine. Which one of them stood out to you?
I just want to say that I've been looking at some various mock drafts. Not Mike Mayock. I'm sorry.
Here you go.
I haven't seen his yet. But, you know, Wally, you've been sharing some insight via social media and just, you know, in our communications off air about guys that the Redskins are looking at. But I haven't seen that. I've seen Fitzpatrick.
From Alabama
quarterback, yeah. Who, you know,
safety, actually.
He can tackle. He's a DB. I'm sorry. Should I just generalize it? Uh-huh. DB, he had 9 picks and 4 TDs in his career, which I think is great, but he plays at Bama, of course.
He's rated the first.
Derwin James, another DB out of Florida State, also has good size. I think he'll be a good fit with the veterans. Speaking specifically, I guess Josh Norman and
he'd be safety.
Swearinger.
He'd be
right,
safe.
He's a safety, too.
Safety.
And then lastly, another Alabama Crimson Tide player, Calvin Ridley, at receiver.
Wide receiver.
Who had a 4.40 time at the combine. And through his Alabama career, well, not through his career, last season, I should say, 63 receptions, 967 yards, and 5 TDs, which is not bad.
Well, limited quarterback play, too. Limited quarterback play,
exactly.
Too.
You stole my point, jerk. So I'm thinking that either one of these guys are going to be good options at the 13th pick. And if not 2 out of the 3, maybe all 3 will be available at that time. Because the Giants really want Calvin Ridley from what I heard, and they're picking 16th. and I heard they grabbed
Giants.
Bro. Yeah,
the Giants got two. What you talking about the second pick overall?
No, I'm just talking about the 13th. They got the 16th pick too.
They got 16th pick too.
That's what I thought.
Dang,
let me look at that.
That's tough.
I think you could be.
I could be wrong.
Mistaken.
I know Giants got the.
No, you know what's overall. Impressive?
What's up?
Ray either wrote that stuff down or remembered it.
Took notes, man.
Oh, okay.
Real people do real things.
Why you been shading me, bro?
I know, right? I'm not shading.
That's twice, bro.
You used to see him.
He shaded me three times.
When I do hockey, oh my God, this dude is the worst.
Nah, I'm not shading you. Nah, that's impressive. That's impressive. Because I'm going to say, I don't know anything about any of the prospects. I'm not following any mock drafts because you know why? The stuff isn't important until draft day.
It's draft day. For me, I'm looking at the combine.
And then
I like draft day.
So Mel Kiper, I mean, he's built his career off of nothing.
We'll tease something else, man.
I'm going to say, look.
What's the Wi-Fi password, Will? Dag on, man.
Nah, I'm going to say at one point I was all into this stuff at one point, but I've come off that narcotic, which is the NFL. Well, so this thing, you know.
Will T is a movement, I'm telling you.
I know, bro. But
not a movement. I'm just
but back
I'm
to
just,
the topic. We're getting back to the topic.
Honest, that's all.
We're getting back on topic, though.
Brother Future, we gonna save your comments for after the show.
But for me, for the Washington Redskins.
Wakanda forever.
I know, right? the Redskins need defensive players. And you mentioned James out of Florida State. I like him. I will say this.
I did, because I watched some college football. What's the guy? Vita.
Oh, you're from Washington.
Washington.
Yeah, Vita. Vita Vea. So we have Vita Vea.
Vita Vea. That's a guy you probably want to target at 13 if he's available. Because the one thing that, you know, you hear a lot of people in this area.
He will be available. Chances are he'll be available.
No, the one thing, chances the are. One, the,
bam,
bam. The one complaint.
I said chances.
The complaint that you hear from a lot of fans and you hear, you know, people when they give their analysis of the team is this team needs a true nose tackle if they're going to play the 3-4. I think with Vita Vea. With him, you actually have the opportunity to have a true nose tackle. But this is the one thing, the one caveat. With you selecting Jonathan Allen last year, and then if you go with Vita Vea, you have to understand that 3 or 4 years down the road, they're going to be massive chunk to your
salary cap.
To your salary cap, paying two D tackles.
I'm sorry, the Ravens have the 16th.
No,
pick, my bad.
Yeah, no problem. To me, Jonathan Allen is more of a 3-4 defensive end. Vita Vea is a traditional nose tackle. He reminds me kind of a Lodi Nada. He's a strong dude. Can run for a big guy. Can definitely run side to side for a big guy. It's a guy that, you know, can stop the run. So I like him. That's a good one too, Will T. I like him. I actually like the kid out of Virginia Tech, Tremaine Edmonds. Oh man, like in terms of what he can bring with God given ability, speed. He's got the tall build. And then you got, you know, obviously if you could sign a Zach Brown and pair him up with this, Edmonds and Zach Brown together, you got a fast inside linebacker core, which this team needs.
Yeah, but can you play Zach Brown all three?
But that's what you got. Edmonds has got the guy who can do that. He's got the versatility to do that. Zach Brown is more of a run stopping inside linebacker, but with speed though, right? You add that in with Edmonds, who looks like a guy who can probably play the pass with the sideline to sideline speed. Now you're looking at a defense that can say, you know what, this is a respectable NFL defense.
19 bench presses. He was out bench pressed by Saquon Barkley. What does that tell you for a running back?
Saquon Barkley's a beast. He's the truth.
He's like all world. You know, all. I can't even describe what type of performance he put in the combine. When you look at his numbers, some of the people that he's outran, he outjumped Julio Jones. That's impressive.
It's always going to Atlanta Falcon, though. Julio Jones.
We can talk about any and everybody. Saquon Barkley is not in the Redskins' plans, right?
No, he's
like
not.
I said,
he's the first pick overall.
I misspoke earlier. I said the Giants. I meant the Ravens at 16, and I heard the Ravens are eyeing Calvin Ridley.
They should. He's a beast.
But, again, he may be gone by the time the Redskins may take him.
Okay, name one. Is that an indictment
on the current receiving core?
They're not going wide receiver. They're going to go defense. I don't think the Redskins are going.
I agree,
wide
but I don't think they're going linebacker, bro. I think they're going to go.
I think they're going nose tackle.
I think they're going DB.
I think they're going nose tackle. If they do go DB,
friendly bet.
If they go DB, I bet
If they go, owe me one. So.
Yeah, you're right. But if they go DB, they're getting James, though. They're getting James, they go DB. I agree with that, though. If they go DB, they'll get James.
I'm not betting then. You just ruined the fun.
But I think they'll go either Payne out of Alabama or Viavia from Washington.
That was Will T's point. He made one.
He did, man.
He did a segment.
Yeah, well, good job, Will T. Real,
thank you. I appreciate
real dudes
it.
Do real things, man.
We do.
It's time for that. It's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break. You listen to the Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here with Will T and Ray. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. We deeply appreciate it. Anyway, right now it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a comment, or question, call us, leave us a message. The number is 301-799-5407. That doesn't stop just by calls or leaving a message. You can also tweet us or leave us a message on Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene on Facebook, and on Twitter, just tweet us at Urban Sports Scene. So, matter of fact, on Facebook, we do have a comment on Facebook. It's from James Guntow. Just the question, the topic is, after the NFL Combine, which potential Redskins prospects within the NFL draft impressed? And my man James Guntow said Harrison Phillips, Stanford as a second round out of Stanford as a second round pick. I really like Christian Kirk, but I feel he is similar to Crowder. Yeah, I mean, I don't want a guy similar to Crowder. Also, running back wise, I think Geis out of LSU, which I do like. He ran, I believe Geis ran like a 4.49, which is good speed. So yeah, I'm with that. And he said he adds at the end, it's hard not to like guys like Deron Payne and Quentin. I'm trying to figure out which one's Quentin. But I know Deron Payne out of Alabama. That's a guy that I like myself. But I actually like, you know, the kid out of Washington. We mentioned it on the last segment. Vita Vea out of Washington at nose tackle. I think he's a guy that reminds me of Haloti Ngata. On Twitter, where there's always something about Kirk Cousins. We have a Kirk Cousins tweet. You know what I mean? It's always about Kirk.
Absolutely.
I mean, J.B. Raj, excuse me, stated, over Kirk being gone, I don't dwell. I like Smith, but he had a lot of talent last year around him. He had top three players in the league in two positions, tight end, running back. He's not walking into a great situation here.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that, but why overthink this? Uh-huh. Alex Smith is not the future. Uh-huh. He's just somebody to bring a veteran presence to the team and get some wins as a younger group of and core players comes in. I believe they're going to draft a quarterback somewhere, you know, down the line, maybe fourth round or maybe early in that. I don't know exactly where their picks are, so I can't speak exactly to it. I know where they're picking the first round, obviously.
Who?
The Redskins.
13th.
Well, yeah, I know that. I'm talking about in the later rounds, where they pick. Do you know?
Which of you talking about the second round?
Any round.
Oh,
I said where would they pick a quarterback is the question.
You know? I would pick if they're gonna pick a quarterback in a later round. I assume they'll pick him in the third or fourth round.
See, I said fourth round, but I don't know where exactly they pick.
Oh, I don't know. I just say fourth round.
Oh, okay, fourth round. That's what I said. I'm just saying they're gonna select the quarterback, hopefully the quarterback of the future. And Alex Smith is not that guy, but he's a reliable veteran who can also get outside the pocket,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you need, you know, with a group of receivers that's a bit underrated in Jamison Crowder and the secret weapon, as we like to call him.
You're talking about
Dotson.
Yeah,
John Dotson. I said, look, but what do we call him? What does Lex call him?
The secret weapon. You're right. That's what we call him, the secret weapon. Jeez, right? No, I wouldn't be surprised if the team doesn't draft a quarterback. I think they need to fix up the defense. On Twitter, at TLove1, what worth has Smith ever shown other than getting the backup ready to take over the franchise?
Well, that's what we're kind of talking about. That's what I just mentioned. he's good at that. So why don't you bring in a guy that you can develop mm-hmm. behind Smith for mm-hmm. maybe the first year or two,
mm-hmm.
depending on how much Alex Smith has left in the tank, good years left, which, some experts think he has 2 to 3 good years, and then you can have a guy ready, similar to how the Packers brought along Aaron Rodgers. Maybe not the best comparison, but Alex Smith and Brett Favre do have a lot in common. Remember, Brett Favre won a Super Bowl later in his career, as opposed to earlier, and had a lot of success, but was flawed in many ways as well, but he was effective, and he was a starting quarterback. So maybe you can look at it from that perspective.
You could. I mean, again, Alex Smith has shown to be a winner. Andy Reid has stated that he likes Alex Smith a lot. It's just that, you know, Alex Smith's cap hit was going to hit him hard, you know, so he thought ahead, and he decided to get the young kid out of Texas Tech and Mahomes in last year's draft. So don't get it twisted. Don't act like Andy Reid wasn't a fan of Alex Smith. He just knew that with this team, the cap was going to hit him hard. Peters is gone. They couldn't pay Peters. Regardless of what people think about Peters having an attitude or being this particular person, they knew they weren't going to be able to afford Peters, who got traded to the LA Rams. So, and who is, to me, is one of the best cornerbacks in football. So Alex, it's not a knock on Alex Smith to be traded out of Kansas City. It's not like, oh, he was damaged goods. This guy is different from the Donovan McNabb situation, where Andy Reid traded Donovan McNabb to the Washington Redskins. I think people are fixated with that.
Yeah,
it's different. It's a different situation.
It's almost like PTSD, so to speak.
It really
as
is.
A Redskins fan, you can understand that.
Yeah,
to a degree,
I understand.
But you're wrong.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
And the more I cover professional sports, the more I see how fans just have no clue. And if you watch the game, if you go from the media booth to sitting in the stands, it's like these people around you, they they go off their emotion. I don't want to say they're clueless,
and
but they go with their
emotion. You're talking about
fans. During the game, it's like, man, y'all don't know what y'all talking about, but I'm going to leave it at that.
No,
and sometimes I know alcohol plays a role in that.
Oh, big time, bro. Big time. Big time. But anyway, it's time to end the show, man. Again, it was a pleasure doing the show, my man, with my folks, Will T and Ray.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's always a blessing. We get to do this thing every week, once a week, which is cool. It was cool. And I heard our numbers are doing pretty good on Fox, too. So that's what's up, man.
Thank you all for listening. We appreciate it.
We do appreciate y'all.
And all the downloads.
But anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Team on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. For ages, you dig? Deuces. Hey, Mecca, lead us out, big homie. Swag, pledge allegiance to the swag.